Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
4 o'clock hour. Jane Duker hanging out with the Hall of Famer Fred Bottomer. Sue Thomas also here. Ethan Hannaford, our producer. Gonna have a little fun talking some entertainment with Paul Hall after Sue's news. Frank will be here. Jane, I took on, she was a teammate of mine too, Monique Cusimano, Frank's wife. Holy moly, is she good at pickleball? I played with her the other night.
I love that.
And Brooke, their daughter, and they are fierce competitors. I was the weak link in all of this, but we'll talk to Frank. But Frank's super, like, they go to like camps and stuff like this. Ethan's played with Frank. Apparently, he's super, well, Monique was too, but really serious about this stuff.
I've taken on.
Do you play pickleball?
I did. I have. And I played. And you know.
You sound real confident about the quality of your game.
No.
Jane,
actually,
you got hurt, right?
I got hurt. Yeah, I fell on my face. I had on the wrong shoes.
Yes.
I remember it. The wrong shoes.
I really was. And then I dove. I mean, because, you know, I leave it all on the field,
yep.
Baby. And, I dove and did a face plant. So that was great.
So, truthfully, I hurt my back the other night. I really did. And it was, like, not even doing anything. I wish I could tell you I was diving for, a shot or something like that. But it was really, I was just kind of standing. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, that doesn't feel good.
You know,
it feels better now.
I fell and hit my head playing pickleball.
See?
I went backwards.
Yeah,
because when you run backwards, it's hard running backwards.
Are you still in concussion protocol? For that?
Holy
no,
cow.
I get out of it.
Sue, I recall a while back you doing, I think it was in Sue's News, you talked about how like elderly injuries are like through the roof because of pickleball in the past couple years.
Yeah, I think that
elderly
is
kind of a harsh word there, buddy.
Listen.
That sounded like a personal attack.
I think it was an attack.
Listen.
It was a shot, Jane.
It's all love.
I had a face injury.
Elderly could be defined as a lot of things, guys.
You guys are the ones
on the defensive.
Fred fell backwards for crying out loud.
Right, the Hall of Famer. I mean, and you saw on Twitter that we have the Greg Keller and the Minor campaign to say we will save the Hall of Famer at all costs.
I am so grateful to him for that. That was so nice of him.
I mean, but it's true. Anybody comes after Fred Bottenheimer, that's exactly right.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Thank you, Kenny.
Freddie Lewis, whichever way.
You got to update Jane on that.
I do need to hear that.
Freddie
so
Lewis.
Years ago, like when I was in high school, I thought, man, if I'm ever going to be a radio DJ, Fred Bottomer isn't cutting. So I thought I'd use my middle name, and I would be, because my middle name is Lewis, so I thought I'd be Freddie Lewis.
I love that.
So.
It's got a good ring to it.
It really does.
I mean, but, you know, Bottomer is iconic.
It is.
So
well,
at this point, we've got to go with that.
Let's be honest about one thing that's iconic. If it was Freddie Lewis, this would not exist.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Kenny would have never done that he would have said, how about Fred Lewis over there? He knew that. He could have gotten that one, right? Still one of my favorite things ever. Hey, Mel Gibson, did he have his home, like, completely destroyed? I think he did,
totally.
Right? There's some celebrities that have lost homes. So he was recording. Listen to this. He was doing Rogan's podcast when all this was happening.
I'm doing good. You know, it's just a thing. But
you know, it is obviously, it's kind of devastating. It's emotional. You know, you live there for a long time and you had all your stuff. You remember George Carlin talking about your stuff? Yeah. I had my stuff there and it's all like, I've been relieved from the burden of my stuff because it's all in cinders.
Yeah. Well, he sounds like he's taking it pretty well, but he talked about the neighborhood.
It's a dozen places to show that were just non-existent. I mean, nothing but a chimney and a few roof tiles, and you dare not walk around for the nails and the whole deal. The vehicles were gone. Everything. It was completely toasted. I've never seen such a complete burn. It's like someone did it on purpose to really destroy every aspect of
it. Well, unfortunately, we do have some reports that some of these fires are arson related as well, but I think we're finding more and more that people have some people that we know, some celebrities, etc., have lost things in this fire, and we're going to continue to cover it here this afternoon. There are some new fires that have popped up in the LA area. The winds are between like 30 and 40 miles per hour, so they don't have winds that have completely died down. They're certainly not the strength from a couple of nights ago, but they still have some of the red flag warnings out. And I think the most concerning thing, I guess the good news is that when the fires are popping up, they're not spreading literally the way that they were the other night when I was listening, for example, to KNX on Tuesday. You had a 200-acre fire that became a 500-acre fire, and then like a 12,000-acre fire, 15,000, just in a matter of like 12 hours.
It
was
so
incredible.
Scary.
So now you have some of these fires breaking out. They're being a little bit more contained. One of the big differences is the planes and the helicopters in particular. The helicopters are heavier, so I think that they can navigate some of these areas a little better with the winds, but they're getting the retardants and the water dumps out there, and they're protecting more of these homes as well. But they are not out of the woods yet. And I do want to mention, I don't know what the end result here is of the folks featured in the movie, but Devin Dillmore is a director of a new documentary that's fantastic. It's called Norman's Rare Guitars. It's about a guy who started a vintage guitar shop in Los Angeles, and everybody knows this guy if they're in music, right? Devin made this movie, but these are all folks that live in that area, and I don't even know if the guitar store is in jeopardy from any of this. Fred, you had some communication with Devin earlier, and he's sort of in between some fire areas, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he said that he's safe right now, but his parents are in the thick of it in Calabasas, but they've been saved by a change in the wind direction, but he's been helping them prepare to evacuate. But luckily, they haven't had to yet.
Yeah, and I checked in with my friend Phil Kogan, who is the host of The Amazing Race. He's just coming out of New Zealand, where he's from New Zealand. His parents just celebrated. This is kind of cool. 60 years of marriage, his mom and dad.
That's great.
And Phil said that he's been heading back to L.A. His kids had to be evacuated, but they are safe right now. So, and I have my friend Gary Stromberg. He's been on the show before. Gary lives up in the hills. I haven't heard from him yet because he's not great at texting, but I did check in on him just to see if he was safe as well.
You know, I talked to Devin Dillmore, the guest, at 5 o'clock on Tuesday, I think, to confirm that he'd come on with you today. And he said, oh, yeah, I'd love to do it. And then there was 48 hours of nothing from him.
Oh, geez.
Like a phone number or anything to confirm that, yeah, we're still on, until maybe 2 hours ago. And he said, sorry, I've been busy with my family.
Yeah, you failed to tell me that, by the way. I thought it was...
Well, I didn't want to worry you.
No,
listen,
I know.
It's a producer's job to keep the talent calm.
I get it. Right. Yes, I know. That's part of the responsibility.
Oh, that works.
Quiet. Zippin' Duker.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
You guys, happy Quitters Day. The second Friday in January is when people are most likely to throw in the towel, whatever they resolved for the new year. Did you make any resolutions, anybody? See,
no.
We're just all over.
I did, and the good news is I never really started it, so I can't quit anything because I'm trying to get
what
my ass back
it?
Into the gym.
Oh, yeah, that didn't
but
happen.
But see, then I hurt the back playing pickleball. I can't go to the gym when I'm on IR, right?
Plus, you're a cookie expert.
Well, exactly.
And that
Thank
is anti-gym.
You,
did you
Dangerous
give up cookies?
Combination.
No,
I haven't
seen any cookies.
Well, here's the deal.
New Year.
I ran out of flour.
Okay.
I ran out of flour. Becky,
just hungry.
That is no excuse.
Well, I didn't have flour to make my dough.
It's called the Instant Cart.
You could go to the grocery store.
Right.
Fred.
I mean, you could even get flour at Walgreens.
Yeah. Monday afternoon, there will be some cookies, okay?
No pressure. Yeah.
No pressure.
There will be.
And also plan for a Friday.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. Thank you.
I won't be here next Friday, though.
Oh, great.
On this day in history, 76 years ago, in 1949, RCA introduced the 45 RPM vinyl record,
nice.
Which made the 7-inch disc the new standard for records Now, we all had to buy the little things that went on the interior of them so you could play them.
And mine was like a curly Q one.
Yes.
Some of them were just the disc, you know, that was about a half inch thick. Mine was the curly Q.
Right. The yellow Q. One.
I thought that was fancy.
So what's the order of all this? Was it 78, 33, and then 45?
I
or
don't
did 45
know.
Become the thing before 33 and a third? I'm just curious.
Well, no, because you needed the insert. So I
think. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah
but the 78s, you could just put the 78 RPMs were on there just regular. So you could go from. I'll look this up.
Well, and I thought that the 45s were only for singles.
Right.
Well, yeah, weren't they?
Yeah.
The 45s were, but the 78s weren't. That's my point.
So I don't know.
Well, we are going to talk a little bit more about the fire. Officially, 10 people have perished in those California fires, but they believe it may be more. Preliminary estimates are $20 billion in insurance claims. That's all around. And $50 billion for an economic impact. And I think that may be low. We're at the beginning, so we'll see. And we've talked about some celebrities who've lost their homes, but let's see, Adam Brody, Leighton Meester, Anna Faris, Paris Hilton, James Woods, Ben Affleck fled to Jennifer Garner's house. Did you see that one?
I did see that.
Mark Hamill, Mandy Moore, Jamie Lee Curtis, Billy Crystal, John Goodman, Miles Teller, Carrie Ewells from Princess Bride. And Anthony Hopkins.
They all lost homes?
Yeah, all lost homes so far. Wow. In addition, premieres for movies like Unstoppable and The Wolfman were canceled. Production on several TV shows was halted. Palisades Charter High School, used in movies like Carrie and Freaky Friday, burned completely down. And Jamie Lee Curtis and her family said they're going to donate $1 million towards California wildfire relief efforts, which seems like a drop in the bucket, doesn't it, when you think about all the devastation. But that's good. Gene Smart suggested networks do away with award shows and use that money for victims and firefighters.
Amen.
Yes. So a couple of days ago, we had on DeRoy Murdoch, who's a regular on Annie's show, and we broke to him live on air that he went to Palisades Charter High School, and we told him that he wasn't sure if it had made it or not. So we had told him that it hadn't made it. It's crazy hearing just the raw reaction. It's just terrible, just what's happening.
Can you imagine?
Can I insert just the record history? Because I did look this up. So vinyl LP records came along in 1948, known as 33s, because they could hold 60 minutes of music, which means then you could have the entire album, you know, just flip it over, right? But it was 78s were first, and then 33s, and then 45s were invented to fit inside jukeboxes because they could take up less space and hold more music than 78s. So there you go.
Well, that makes sense.
Okay.
Billboard has ranked the top artists of the 21st century based on their performance on the Hot 100 and Album 200 charts. And this would be from 2000 to 2024. If I tell you number 5 is Eminem, number 4 is Post Malone, number 3 is Rihanna, number 2 is Drake. Guess who number 1 is?
T-Swift.
That is correct.
I mean, that's not even...
It's not even a surprise.
No. I am surprised that Justin Bieber didn't make the list.
Oh, well, he's at 8.
Okay.
Where's Queen Bey?
Queen Bey is at 7.
What about Jay-Z?
Jay-Z is not on the top 10.
That's good.
Number 6 was The Weeknd, 7 Queen Bey, number 8 Justin Bieber, number 9 Bruno Mars, and number 10 Usher.
No Kanye.
No Kanye. I would like more Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
In my life.
Well, you saw that he has that new single out with Gaga.
Which is so good.
It is good. And I was just saying this the other day. I'd never seen Bruno Mars. He's on my list for sure.
To
see in concert.
I love him.
I understand. He's a short man.
He disappeared for a while. Is he a short man?
Yes, he's a very short man.
But did you ever see him on, what was it, the carpool karaoke?
Oh, yeah.
Adorable.
So great.
But he disappeared for a while.
He only performs in Vegas.
I'm okay with that. I'll go there.
That's how Fred is. He only performs in Vegas.
That's right.
That's how we all... Now, one of the things that I've been watching lately is a Great British Bake Show because I love it so much.
It is on Netflix.
It's like so calming, and if Americans are in it, it's the worst. But British people, you're like, oh, you're so wonderful.
And are Americans so in funny. It sometimes?
No.
Oh, okay.
We have the American version, and it's terrible.
A fake one.
But I've seen these ads for wrestling. And the numbers are in. The first round of WWE's Monday Night Raw on Netflix got 2.6 million views in the U.S. alone. So wrestling now on Netflix. That's where
yeah,
the WWE
I've seen it. I'm
is
not there.
Gone.
I'm not there. I'm more of a wrestling
But that doesn't
chase.
Seem like that many on Netflix.
Well, that brings us to this, which is History of the Lou with Sue this weekend.
Ooh.
And it is Wrestling at the Chase.
Oh, honey. I'm going to be so in on that.
In the midst of all this, I interviewed Fred, who it turns out...
This is unbelievable.
Oh, wait, if he's a wrestler,
no,
I'm
no, no,
dying.
Better than that. It's okay. better than that.
It's so great.
I was a manager. No.
Fred, in his teen years, got so into Wrestling at the Chase, he created his own newsletter and sold it worldwide.
Okay, I love you.
That was
right?
my that was my start with journalism.
Well, what qualifies as worldwide, just out of curiosity?
He had somebody in a foreign country.
I had people
country.
In British Columbia.
You really did?
Nova Scotia.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yeah,
yes.
Paris.
I mean, another layer of the onion.
Yep. Wait, hang on a second here. Okay, so explain what you did, and then how did you market it globally in no internet era?
Right, you're right. So I never went to a Wrestling at the Chase in person. I watched them all on Channel 11 on Saturday night and Sunday mornings.
Sunday morning, baby.
And then I would report on them, and I started my reporting career that way. And I would report on what I saw and who won the matches. I did the same thing for the Kiel Auditorium matches. And I would put together a six-page newsletter that I would send out to the subscribers once a month, wrapping up wrestling in St. Louis. The publication was called Stopping Off in St. Louis, and it featured my editorial called Freditorial,
and
my gossip column
it's so
called Bottomer's Barrel of Bits.
I mean, and what was? How old were you when this was all happening?
I was 13.
Okay. Oh my God.
But let me say something.
I love him.
Let me say something very important here because
I have them all. With me here to show you later.
See, awesome. I'm a firm believer.
Okay, they need to be scanned and they need to be published.
I'm a firm believer, and this is something that you'll hear, I think, from Devin in the next hour, this Norman's Rare Guitars documentary, because people who have passion for things, guitar players, you know what they do? They play their guitar, and they play it more, and they play, and they do gigs, and there's gigs in front of nobody. But what Fred did is along the same lines. He decided what his passion was.
Right.
And look, I started in radio. I can relate with this, Fred, because it was when I was 12, I had headphones on. I'm like, I want to do radio. And I started when I was 15. But you started your career when you were a teenager. You started your the skills that you still have today, which I think is incredible. And these things do not happen. This guy is a Hall of Famer for a reason.
That's
they don't
right.
happen by accident.
No.
It takes honing your craft, which is what you did, and you started doing it when you were very young.
It
I think
must
it's incredible.
Be published.
And
it
I think
must.
That's the kind of thing that, you know, I don't know how often you go before classes. Every once in a while I'll get invited. I used to get invited to high school or, you know, some college career days. But I'm telling you, that's the kind of story that people need to hear.
It is.
Because kids don't do that anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, when I go to speak at a class, the kids just zone out.
Well, I know.
I don't have any great stories, but I never told this stuff.
I mean, I spent my childhood, my brother and I would get up unsupervised in the morning to watch Wrestling at the Chase. We would take all the cushions off of the couch and create our own wrestling. And we would just jump off whatever we could find in the house into the pit. We would get folding chairs to mimic the audience.
Smash each other over the head with
each other.
It?
I mean, Wrestling at the Chase
were you
was
Jane
everything.
The Bruiser?
Oh, I didn't have names, but I mean, I loved it. I loved the names were great. Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
I mean, iconic.
Yeah. Dick the Bruiser.
Yes.
The Crusher.
The Funk Brothers.
Yes.
I know it all now.
Bobo Brazil.
Yeah.
So when is this going to air?
Thank you for asking, Mark. It will be on this station Sunday morning at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. and on KMOX Saturday afternoon at 1 and then KMOX Sunday at 4 p.m. But, so you can hear all about Fred and Ed Wheatley talks about the history of wrestling.
I'm totally scanning those. I'm scanning them and they will be published.
I'm going to post it.
Jane, you should do that because I think it's really, I did not know.
I have a
great
scanner.
It is part of the onion that we peel back.
It is.
Was, and what's interesting is, Sue, you remember, I was in the studio with you. I asked Fred, I said, hey, were you ever at Wrestling at the Chase? He goes, no. And then all of a sudden he comes in here with all this history.
Yep. That's Fred, because you asked him a direct question and he told
and
you the correct
answer.
That's right.
I mean,
that's right.
Absolutely.
By the way, some of the Fred newsletters are handwritten. His sisters made copy at their offices to distribute.
That's true.
And I have photos of this stuff I'll put up on Twitter.
Please.
Or the X.
Yeah, please do.
Finally, at Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Light bulbs in the New York City subway and other train systems have left-hand screws. The backwards design is to prevent people from stealing bulbs for use at home.
Wow. Okay, that's kind of funny,
that's,
but you, now you
sinister.
Just, well, now you just you told the criminals.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks. Nice job, Steve.
Yeah.
Paul Hall on entertainment. Some television, movie recommendations coming up. Cusimano at 4:45.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, every Friday afternoon at this time, we talk entertainment with Paul Hall from Comic Guy Films. He's with us this afternoon, and the Critics' Choice Awards were supposed to be this Sunday night, but they canceled those until a couple of weeks from now. Paul, I called you Sue. I'd be surprised if they even get them in then, just based on what we're seeing in Los Angeles. How are you this afternoon?
You know, that's a great question, Mark. We pushed them 2 weeks out. Voting is still taking place as it was supposed to have. Haven't changed those dates. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Some things are still going on out there. Despite moving things like the NFL game, the Hollywood show is going on out there this weekend. Many celebrities have canceled, but many are still coming to the show. It's one of those big shows for collectible seekers, autograph seekers, and the like. I know some of the people I work with over at Remind Magazine have people out there covering the show, and they were a little surprised it was still going on, but what they're saying is a lot of the celebrities are using it as a couple minutes to get away from life,
well,
as you know it.
And that's understandable.
And obviously,
right?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk through some movies here. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I tried to watch this one the other night. It's called Better Man. It's about a British pop star named Robbie Williams, but it's a little different in the way they tell the story.
I'm Robbie Williams. I'm one of the biggest pop stars in the world. This is my story, but I'm not going to tell it in an ordinary way. Because I don't see myself how others see me.
For the next 2 hours, your ass is mine!
To be honest, I've always been a little less evolved. So let's take it from the top, shall
we? So he basically does the movie as a monkey. How do I more accurately represent what happens here? Because everyone else is in human form, but he plays himself as a monkey, Paul Hall. Am I getting that right? Right?
You are correct on that.
Okay, so when I started watching this, knowing, and I think I even asked you for your opinion, and a couple other people said, you know, I kind of liked it. I started watching it. I can't get past the monkey thing. So for me, I couldn't do it.
About halfway in, I got past the monkey thing, Mark. It took me a little while, but once I did let myself just kind of take it as it was, it really worked. And by the end of the movie, it had me not at hello. It took a long time to get there, but it had me invested in the story of Robbie Williams and really the deeper story that existed about dealing with anxiety, dealing with suicidal thoughts, and the things that come along with fame. It's not all peaches and cream. It's not all, you know, you're the belle of the ball type of thing. Yeah, you got a lot, but there's a lot that's expected of you as the headliner, and it really deals with a lot of Robbie Williams' life. I was surprised, quite frankly, that by the end of this film, I really liked it, and I didn't necessarily start that way
but why is the gimmick necessary?
Well, it kind of shows him as that trained chimp that's up in front of a crowd. He needs to be that kind of guy that is there. He's the front man. He's doing things that he's told to do just to keep everything getting along. And as the movie progresses, he starts battling those impressions of himself, let's just say, as he sees monkeys around him in the crowd and things that are out there, he does have to become a better man. And he does that before all is said and done, thankfully, or it would have been another, you know, music artist that we lost way too young for reasons of, you know, suicide and depression and whatnot. It really worked before it was over. And I will tell you flat out, I did not buy off in the beginning. And it took me a while, about halfway through, that I all of a sudden was was invested in it, and it actually worked. So if you stick it out, it's a better movie than you think.
I've had other people tell me that, which is why I tried, but I just couldn't get past that the other night. Maybe I'll try again. Pam Anderson is trying to have a comeback right now. She's got some Oscar buzz for a performance in a movie called The Last Showgirl.
This is your place's call for the final performance of The Razzle Dazzle.
Me and Las Vegas used to treat us like movie stars. Costumes. Sets. We were ambassadors for style and grace. The Las Vegas showgirl. The iconic American showgirl.
I love the topic. I have deep appreciation for Old Vegas and the showgirls. I have not seen this one yet, Paul.
This is Old Vegas kind of coming to a close as Pam Anderson plays a showgirl that's been on the Vegas Strip for 30 years. And she plays this, quite frankly, a lot without makeup. And this works in more ways than you would ever imagine because she doesn't let outward beauty get in the way of kind of the struggles and the strife behind the scenes of a position that doesn't really exist to the same level that she knew it as. She always thought it to be this glitzy, glamorous type of thing that Old Vegas had it. And now it's all, you know, different kind of dancing that gets up there, whether it's exotic or whether it's borderline exotic with your clothes on. It really is something that was special before it was all said and done. Anderson is wonderful here. This is one of the quieter, easier, and better performances by Dave Bautista. He's here as kind of like the I don't know, you want to call him the enforcer or something of the club. He's kind of behind the scenes. He runs the club that's closing her show. And even Jamie Lee Curtis has a very buzzed about role here as a friend of Pam's. And again, her kind of with a very, very dark spray tan and definitely someone who would be Old Vegas. As you know it. It's so much better than you think. Even a good song from Miley Cyrus closes it out. The Last Showgirl, as well as Better Man, are both now in theaters for you to check out.
We all remember the Jerry Springer show, right? There's a documentary about that show now.
After this, I'm never talking about this show ever again.
Jerry Springer!
I don't think anybody knew how crazy this show was going to be.
I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize for everything I've ever done. I have ruined the culture.
And that guy was like, who was he, mayor of Cincinnati? Was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they talked about that in the show. Yeah, two episodes long on Netflix, so you can get through it fairly quickly, but it details his rise kind of from mayor of Cincinnati and being someone who was more of a serious journalist. He wanted to do that type of thing until what gets everybody, the ratings have to be where they have to be. And he rose bigger than Oprah for a while there, based on what he was putting on during the day. It was filled with all kinds of interesting people from start to finish. That really came a lot from his producer, who you hear a lot from in the course of this documentary. And you kind of get a look behind the scenes of what went on. Any of us who grew up in the 80s and 90s, even into the early 2000s, we remember Springer. We remember watching those shows,
absolutely,
whether you liked them or
absolutely
hated them. It's a fascinating two parts. And like I said, it's quick. It's about 3 hours between the two, maybe a little less, 2:50. You can definitely check it out and see behind the scenes of what made that weird and wild show popular.
All right, so here's my pick for the weekend. I'm going to have the director Devin Dilmore on right after the top of the hour. It's a film on Netflix. It's a documentary called Norman's Rare Guitars.
It's business as usual at Norman's Rare Guitars in the San Fernando Valley.
Throughout the store's history, we've had some of the most iconic guitar players in the world come through, from George Harrison to Bob Dylan to Tom Petty.
All of the rock legends shop at Norm's, including guitarist Eddie Van Halen.
You walk in here and there's a spell that comes over you.
Norm is not just guitar collecting. It's Hollywood, it's music, it's TV and film. Everything from The Last Waltz to Back to the Future.
So, you know, they mentioned Back to the Future. The guitar that Michael J. Fox plays was from Norman's Rare Guitars. He started as a guy that was a musician, and he kind of fell into this accidentally. It is a fantastic film. Most of the people in there, especially for those of us in this demographic in the room, you'll know a lot of the people from the 70s and the 80s, whether it's Robbie Robertson or Slash or whoever. Kiefer Sutherland is prominently featured here because he's a guitar player, goes into the store a lot. It's fantastic, and it's an important part of musical history, and I'm looking forward to talking with Devin after the top of the hour. Have you seen that one yet, Paul?
It is stupid fantastic
to
sit and watch some of the stuff in there and the memories that flood over you as you're watching some of the guitars that made our lives kind of what they are today, whether you love us or hate us.
Sue, wow. Vince Gill is in this movie.
Really?
I mean,
wow.
I love Vince. There are so many cool people that are just telling stories, and it's fantastic. So if you're a music fan, if you're a musician in particular, I've sent this trailer to so many of my friends like Neil Sosik from the Mighty Pines and Jeff Faulkner here in St. Louis, and I hope people watch it. And again, Devin's coming up here after the top of the hour. I have to talk about one television show that I thought was awful, and I'm very disappointed in it, but I love Tim Allen. I love Tim Allen. I think he's very, very funny. I watched Shifting Gears, which is his new show that debuted a couple of nights. I think you can watch it on Hulu right now with Kat Dennings. He plays kind of the same role that he's played before in some of his shows, but it is just awful. It just didn't work at all. So what we did, we watched it with Alexa last night. This was an interesting experiment. She wasn't into it. We weren't into it. We went back and we watched the pilot of Home Improvement. And let me tell you something. It was fantastic.
It's really?
I completely understand.
It's an adorable show.
Yeah. But see, Tim, he was doing his stand-up at the time, and he had that gimmick, that, I'm telling you, go back.
And who was the neighbor?
Don't watch the... Wilson was the guy.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah, but if you want to go watch a show, skip the new Tim Allen show. Go back and watch Home Improvement because it seemingly held up pretty well. We're going to keep watching it with Alexa.
Well, there's a documentary I started, the JonBenet.
Ooh.
Did you see it, Paul?
That's been out for a little while, hasn't it?
I'm going to leave this one for you.
They don't really answer the questions, though, do they, Jane?
Well, except, I will tell you, and I'm only one episode in, so fairness. There was a lot of stuff even in the first episode that I had no idea about.
It was the brother, wasn't it?
Well, no, the DNA.
Yes.
I think it's the brother.
Wait. But the DNA, they did DNA on her fingernails and in her underwear, and it was a man that was not related to her. It was not the...
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know how you dispute DNA in a six-year-old's underwear.
I would give you that.
Because there is no absolutely zero... non-nefarious purpose that would be there.
All right. Except, why would somebody break into the house to do that? But I'm just saying there's a lot there.
There is a lot there. No, and I'm not disagreeing with you, but I mean, there is...
And
no,
that
they
one is
didn't
where?
Answer.
Is that
that's
Netflix?
On Netflix?
Yeah, and that's been out for a little bit. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
Filmguy.com.
We will talk. I will not talk with you next Friday. You'll be here with Sue, but I'm going to Las Vegas to see some showgirls next weekend. How does that sound?
It sounds good to me. Make sure you don't make it the last one, though.
Yeah, kidding. All right, we'll see you. Take care. Good luck to your Chargers
care,
this
friend.
Weekend, too.
Sounds too good. 2 weeks, you and us.
We'll see what happens. He's a Chargers fan. I'm a Chiefs fan. That's what that was all about. Jane, hang in there. We got one more segment. Cusimano's coming up next. You know, Jane, every Friday and Monday, I spend a little time in this segment with our friend Frank Cusimano from KSDK, and we talk sports, and we talk about exceptionalism in sports, right? That's part
Absolutely.
Of what we do, and let me talk about that exceptionalism, and her name is Monique Cusimano, because I faced her on the pickleball court. Holy moly! And then your daughter, Brooke, they're both really, really good. I had fun time at Pickle and Paddle, but Frank, you got fierce competitors in the family, and I hear you're chief among them. I haven't had to face you yet, but how are you this afternoon?
Good to be with you. Yeah, I think you're feeding the beast. I think they're listening right now. So their egos are just out of control right now. But
well,
yeah, they're good players, and Brooke is a feisty one.
Well, your wife, though, I have to compliment her. She was very, very patient with the novice because I probably had only played pickleball. I don't even know if I played 10 times, you know, over the course of the last couple of years. But I love it, and I want to play more. And she was very helpful in very patiently teaching me, not telling me how dumb I was, you know, playing at some points, but it was a lot of fun. We had fun. And you guys take it pretty seriously, right?
We really enjoyed playing with you and meeting you, and so did Brooke. Yeah, they had a great time.
Well, it was a lot of fun. All right, we got a little Cardinals news today. Let's start with that, Frank.
Wait a minute, Mark. Let's see. Hold on. I do not have that in front of me.
Oh, I thought that was Helsley news today. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Oh, well, that's why. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to catch you off guard, but I didn't touch on that yesterday. But they... And I only heard a little bit about this. They have signed him again?
Yes. Well, he could have gone to arbitration, but they agreed to terms, so they avoid arbitration. And it's about $8.2 million. That doesn't mean he can't be traded, but that's the number. And, you know, I'm not so certain he's going to be here the full year, because let's face it, if they're out of contention and he's going to be a free agent, there's no reason to keep this really valuable asset on your team all year and then have him walk away and you get nothing for it. So, but I'm glad he's at least you know, inked for the time being.
And then the flip side is that Neubauer and Pallente, they are taking to arbitration, right?
They are. Now, some of these things, like in the 11th hour before the arbitration date, they can agree to terms. What I found was most interesting yesterday, Mark, was Brendan Donovan, who really is kind of the blood and guts of this team. He gets on base like nobody else in the squad. They would not agree to, they would not give him a multi-year deal. I would think because he's not that expensive and he's such a good player and a competitor that you'd want to keep him even during the reset or the rebuild.
Well, we'll have to see what happens with that. Let's move on to the Blues because, man, they keep – I know they had a terrible – they scored a lot of goals a couple of nights ago, and then they ended up losing that game. Then they lose one where they had a big lead. But last night, not the case. They keep scoring goals and keep hanging in there.
Yeah, Mark, if you and I were bright, we would have gone to a bookie or gone to the casino before that game because there was no way the Blues were going to lose that game. They were coming off that embarrassing humiliation where they scored four straight goals and still managed to lose in Minnesota. And then at the morning skate yesterday, Coach Montgomery said, hey, we need to fire up our base. We need to get these fans really excited, and we're going to come out and play a great game. And they did. I mean, they were spectacular. Their best players were their best players, Robert Thomas, Jordan Kyrou, Pavel Buchnevich. And when your best players are your best players, you just got a great chance to win.
All right, so then how do you, after the past few weeks, kind of assess where this team is?
Well, they still have, you know, they were in a sinkhole because of the beginning. And they're slowly crawling themselves out of it. Do I think they can get Vancouver and become the eighth team to make the playoffs? Yeah, I do. The vibes are good. They needed Jordan Binnington and Joel Hofer to play a little bit better. You know, we're always critical of of the squad, but we don't talk about the goalies. And they have not played as well lately. So, and there's no reason why they can't. They're still in the primes of their career. But if they start playing well with the offense we've seen, they're going to make – I think – I would bet they'd make the playoffs.
Frank, something unusual happened last night in the college football playoff. We had an intriguing game that was interesting until the final minute. How about that?
Oh, it was just – it was awesome. And, you know, here's the great thing about this game for St. Louis people is Christian Gray, mm-hmm. the pride of the Smets, makes the biggest play of the college football season up to now. I mean, that interception won the game. This is a young man from the Smet. We used to interview him all the time. And then Jeremiah Love, the running back for Notre Dame from CBC, Mark, he has an MCL injury that I know as soon as our season ends, he's going to be on an operating table. What does he do last night? They put a big brace on his knee. It's one thing to do it for offensive linemen, not running backs. And he had one of the more courageous touchdowns of the game. So,
well,
really
and then he did his thing where his thing is he leaps over these players and he has the knee brace on last night and he still hopped over a guy to avoid a tackle.
Yeah. That's amazing.
That was really crazy. Amazing. All right, so then the question becomes, and Notre Dame's looking pretty good. And by the way, I'm not a big fan of the team just because I always think the Irish are overexposed. But, man, that Marcus Freeman guy is impressive. Their coach I really, really
I
like.
I love him.
Can they beat either one of these teams tonight? Ohio State and Texas go at each other tonight in the Cotton Bowl.
Well, I would definitely bet Ohio State or Texas, whoever wins this game, win the national title. But you're right about Freeman. I mean, it's like it's his world. We're just living it. If there's not an NFL team out there looking at his sideline demeanor and the way he's overachieved, thinks, boy, I got to have this guy. I mean, he's gonna have a great career.
I think so, too. He's an impressive guy, and he represents the team and the university well. On the NFL front, we got a full weekend of really good games. I cannot wait. Looking forward, of course, to the Packers and the Eagles on Sunday afternoon. We got the Chargers and the Texans tomorrow, the Steelers and the Ravens for the AFC wildcard game tomorrow night, Packers and Eagles, and then the Vikings and the Rams on Monday night. And that game's not even going to be in Los Angeles, will it?
No, they're moving it to Arizona, Glendale. And, Mark, I think this is the best, like, five-day stretch I can ever remember in my lifetime of football. If you have back-to-back semifinal games in college football, and then three on Saturday NFL, two on Sunday, and one on Monday, how could it get any better? You almost have to ask your wife for some time off of the marriage.
Well, here's the great thing. My lovely wife loves the NFL. It's one of the things that originally brought us together. I skipped a couple of games because the Broncos and the Bills play, the Commanders and the Buccaneers. That could be a hell of a game with Jaden Daniels, and Baker's really hot right now. So I'm looking forward to the NFL weekend. What do you got coming up on Sunday night?
Sunday night, we're going to have Josh Schertz in studio, the SLU coach. Suddenly, the light is turned on. They've had three conference games. They've won them by a total of 46 points. They've been just – this is the Josh Schertz we envisioned. This is why you got him from Indiana State. They have great personnel. I'm really excited. And then we're going to talk some Cardinal baseball with our friend Randy Carricker, too.
Yeah, and for the first time in, what was it, like 3 or 4 years, Mizzou won an SEC game. I guess maybe it was only two.
That?
But, you know, it was at least history. And they got Vanderbilt this weekend. They can keep it up. Cusumano, have a great weekend.
All right. Take care, Mark.
Take care. We'll see you. Jane, you have a great weekend, too.
I will.
I will not see you next Friday.
Stay warm.
See you in a couple of weeks.
All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.